传道书第三章一开始告诉我们，天地当中有一个主宰的真神。
The beginning of Ecclesiastes tells us that there is a creator.
那创世纪第三章，
Genesis.
传道书第三章一开始也告诉我们，凡事都有它的原因。
Sorry, the book of Genesis. And then in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, it tells us that to everything there is a time.
所以凡事也一定会有它的结果。
So for everything, there will be its time and consequence.
好，我们请看传道书第三章。
So let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter
3. 传道书三章第八节。
Chapter 3, verse
8. 喜爱有时，恨恶有时，征战有时，和好有时。
A time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace.
喜爱会有原因。
There is a reason for love.
喜爱，这个爱会带来和平。
And that love will bring harmony and peace.
恨恶有它的原因。
And there is a reason for hate.
那恨恶会带来征战。
And hate will bring about war.
爱带来亮光。
And love will bring light.
恨会带来黑暗。
But hatred brings darkness.
爱带给人力量。
And love gives people strength.
恨会消耗力量。
While hatred will diminish that strength.
爱会带来希望。
And love will bring hope.
恨带来绝望。
While hatred brings the end of hope.
所以我们都希望我们是生活在爱里头。
So we all wish to live in love.
那爱有它的原因。
And love has its reasons.
那爱也一定会带来我们所想要的结果。
And love will bring about the consequences that we desire.
爱也常常带来超乎我们意料的那种力量。
And love also brings the strength that's beyond our imagination.
爱也常常带来出乎我们意料之外的完美。
And it brings a kind of perfection that is also beyond our imagination.
那圣经也是一本爱的书。
And the Bible is Holy Bible is also a book of love.
圣经里头许许多多的人物都是充满着爱。
Because many characters in the Bible were characters also brimming with love.
好，我们一起来看为什么他们能够有爱。
So now let's look carefully on why they had love.
那爱到底带来了怎样让我们羡慕，我们也可以得到的结果？
And what we can admire and learn from them as well as their consequences.
创世纪十八章讲到亚伯拉罕因为爱，他为罗德来求神。
In the book of Genesis, it talks about how Abraham, because of his love for his nephew Lot.
因为爱，亚伯拉罕为罗德也为索多玛城来向神祈求。
Interceded with God for the sake of his city, the people of Sodom.
这是一种在神的面前来代求的爱。
And this was a kind of love that led him to beg in front of God.
我们请看创世纪十八章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 18.
创世纪十八章二十节。
Chapter 18, verse 20.
主说：“索多玛和俄摩拉的罪恶甚重，闻声于我。”
And the Lord said, because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great.
这是当时索多玛、俄摩拉这两座城的情况。
This was the situation that these two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, was in.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
二人转身离开那里，向索多玛去，但亚伯拉罕仍然站在主的面前。
Then the men turned away from there and went towards Sodom, but Abraham stood still before the Lord.
两位使者奉神的差遣要去毁灭这个索多玛城。
Two of God's ministers, because of God's will, came and were about to go to Sodom.
他们要去毁灭索多玛城。
And in order to demolish the city.
这是很紧急、很危急的时刻。
This was a time of crisis.
亚伯拉罕的侄子罗德，他们一家住在索多玛城。
Because Lot and his family, who were his relatives lived in those cities.
啊，这时候亚伯拉罕站在神的面前来向神祈求。
And so here Abraham stood before the Lord to beg of him.
啊，所以接下来就是神跟亚伯拉罕之间的对话。
And next was the dialogue that occurred between the two.
哦，这个亚伯拉罕他一直的只有一个目标，希望这个城不要被毁灭。
This character Abraham only continually had one goal, which was that the city would not be demolished.
啊，因为他爱罗德，所以他这样来祈求。
Because he loved Lot, that's why he did this.
哦，他一直没有放弃。
And so he never gave up.
啊，33节。
In verse 33.
神与亚伯拉罕说完了话，就走了。亚伯拉罕也回到自己的地方去了。
So the Lord went his way as soon as he had finished speaking with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place.
啊，一直到神说我必须要离开了。
Until the time that the Lord said, I must depart.
啊，那为什么亚伯拉罕他有这种爱？
Now why did Abraham have this kind of love?
啊，在创世纪十三章，亚伯拉罕就曾经对罗德说，我们是骨肉。
Already in the Bible, Abraham had also said to Lot that we are relatives and kinsmen.
我们是有这个血缘的关系。
We have this blood relationship.
亚伯拉罕很看重这件事情。
And so Abraham looked highly upon this matter.
这是爱的原因。
And that's why he had this love.
在我们的生活当中，我们一定有这种最亲的亲人。
And in our own lives, we must have these kinds of people, these very intimately related people.
他们跟我们有血缘的关系。
And they have a blood relationship with us.
我们要看重这件事情，我们才能够对他们有爱。
And we have to look highly upon this matter in order to have that kind of love for them.
在创世纪十三章的时候，亚伯拉罕已经对罗德显示出他的爱来。
And so when Abraham in Genesis chapter 13, Abraham already showed this kind of love to Lot.
那时候亚伯拉罕还没有自己的孩子。
At that time, he still did not have his own children yet.
所以他爱罗德好像是必须的，是自然就应该这样子的。
So the way that he loved Lot was very natural, as if it was something that was to be expected.
但是到十八章这里，亚伯拉罕他已经有自己的孩子。
But by the time Genesis chapter 18 came about, he already had his own son.
但是他还是能够继续的爱罗德。
Yet he still continued to love Lot.
为什么？
Why?
因为他胜过了自私。
It's because he was able to surpass his own selfishness.
当我们在看创世纪十三章的时候，我们常常会提说，罗德因为他的自私，所以他选择好的地方。
Usually, when we look at Genesis chapter 13, we'll say, because of his own selfishness, Lot chose the better land.
那常常爱跟恨呢，只是一线之差。
And oftentimes, the border and the line between love and hate is just a small line.
所以自私很容易来破坏了这种所谓骨肉的爱。
And that's why selfishness is very easy to break that kind of love between kinsmen.
那亚伯拉罕他没有让自私来破坏了他对罗德的爱。
But Abraham didn't let that kind of selfishness break apart the love he had for Lot.
这也是亚伯拉罕他的人生当中很美的地方。
And that's the beauty of Abraham's life.
他没有让爱变成恨。
He didn't let that love turn into hatred.
所以他没有让光明变成黑暗。
And so he didn't let that light become a darkness.
我们请看创世纪二十九章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter
19, 29.
创
世纪二十九章。
I'm sorry, Genesis 29.
二十节。
Verse 20.
创世纪二十九章二十节。
Genesis chapter 29, verse 20.
雅各就为拉结服侍了七年，他因为甚爱拉结，就看这七年如同几天。
So Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed only a few days to him because of the love he had for her.
因为爱啊，雅各为拉班啊，他不但服侍了七年，是服侍了14年。
Because of his love, Jacob was able to serve Laban not just 7 years, but 14 years.
不是七天，不是七个月。
It wasn't 7 days, nor was it 7 months.
而是十四年。
Rather, it was 14 years.
爱的力量真的非常的大。
And so the love of the power of love is indeed great.
这里所提到的是男女之间的这种爱。
But here the kind of love that's described is the love between a man and a woman.
这里所提到的是那种夫妻的爱。
It's the kind of love between husband and wife.
是的，男女的爱，夫妻的爱也是非常的有力量的。
And indeed, the love between spouses is also very powerful.
但是这种男女的爱也是最容易变质的爱。
But this kind of love is also the most easily changed.
一开始的爱，那个都是非常的真实的。
It's most easily corruptible because at the beginning it's often pure.
那种爱也真的带来了很大的力量，很美好的结果。
And that pure love will be so powerful that it will bring about good results.
但是这种爱也常常很容易的变成恨。
But that love is also very easily changed into hatred.
所以男女的爱，夫妻之间的爱，要努力的去维持。
That's why we have to strive hard at maintaining the relationship between spouses.
男女之间是什么让他们彼此这样的吸引？
And what is it that attracts husband and wives to each other?
有时候好像说不出来，但是是可以知道的。
Sometimes it's hard to explain in words, but it's something that we understand.
所以要去经营这种要去经营我们的婚姻，要去维持这个夫妻之间的爱。
So we have to strive hard to maintain that relationship and love between spouses.
因为这种爱也是会带来很大的会带来很大的力量。
Because this kind of love is also very powerful.
请我们再看创世纪四十五章。
Let's also look at Genesis chapter 45.
约瑟因为爱，所以他拥抱着他的兄弟，跟他们亲嘴，原谅他们。
Because of love, Joseph kissed and forgave his brothers who sold him into Egypt with tears.
这些哥哥们本来是在过去苦害出卖约瑟。
These were the brothers that bitterly sold him and betrayed him.
那为什么约瑟有这样子的爱？
So why was Joseph able to have this kind of love?
请看创世纪四十五章十四节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 45, verse 14.
于是约瑟伏在他兄弟便雅悯的颈项上哭，便雅悯也在他的颈项上哭。
Then he fell on his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept on his neck.
十五节，他又与众弟兄亲嘴，抱着他们哭。随后他的弟兄们也就和他说话。
Moreover, he kissed all his brothers and wept over them. And after that, his brothers talked with him.
这里说到十二个大男人。他们抱在一起，他们哭在一起。
Here it describes that 12 fully grown men were kissing and hugging each other.
这是非常感人的一个场面。
This was a very moving and touching scene.
为什么？
But why?
因为约瑟的爱。
It was because of Joseph's love.
约瑟为什么有这种原谅弟兄的爱？
How did he come to have this kind of love that can forgive such great measures?
请看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
约瑟说：“现在不要因为把我卖到这里来自忧自恨，这是神差我在你们以先来，为要保全生命。”
Verse 5. But now, do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life.
为什么约瑟有这么大的爱？
Why did Joseph have such a great love?
因为约瑟他已经明白了神的旨意。
It's because he already understood God's will.
因为约瑟他已经看到了神在他身上的作为。
It's because he already saw how God had miraculously worked in his life.
当我们明白神在我们身上的作为，我们才能够有真正的爱。
And so when we are able to understand the workings of God and the miracles of God in our life, we're able to have this kind of power.
神也一定会在我们身上有他的作为。
And so in our own lives, God will also show His works.
神也一定会在我们的身上来彰显出他的旨意来。
And use our life to show His will.
我们要很敏感的、常常的留意着神在我们身上的作为。
So we must be sensitive and take care to heed where God is working in our lives.
所以约瑟能够跟弟兄们来亲嘴， 来赦免他们。
And that's why Joseph was able to kiss his brothers with his own lips and to forgive them.
那我们也看到这些他的这些哥哥们，他们也真的有那种为他们过去的过患而来认错跟悔改。
And you can also see that his brothers also had the attitude of realizing their wrongs and repentance.
人与人之间的爱，常常是相互的，而不是只有单方面的。
Often the love between people is has two dimensions. It's not just usually from one person, one-sided.
神可以在约瑟的身上有作为，也可以在他的哥哥们的身上有作为。
So God can not only have works in Joseph's life, he can also have works in his brothers' lives as well.
虽然这些哥哥们在过去平常的生活里头并不是有很好的行为。
So even though in the past those brothers did not necessarily have very good deeds.
但是在他们的父亲的带领之下，他们都是归向神，敬拜神的。
But under the guidance of their father, they all turned towards God and lived godly lives.
无论我们的本质是多么的不好，只要我们愿意亲近神，愿意敬拜神，神都会在我们身上有作为。
So no matter how bad our original quality is, as long as we turn towards and try to draw near God, we will be going in the right direction.
这些哥哥们他们还没有认出来约瑟是他们的弟弟。
These brothers at the time had not yet recognized Joseph as their younger brother.
但是从他们的言谈当中，约瑟已经可以看出来这些哥哥们有改变。
But from their dialogue, Joseph could already see that those brothers had changed.
这些哥哥们为了过去他们所做的那个不对的事情，他们觉得忧伤，他们觉得抱歉。
And they were repentful for the actions they committed against him in the past.
约瑟看到这些哥哥们为了便雅悯，他们愿意牺牲自己。
And he saw how they were willing to sacrifice themselves for Benjamin.
所以这些哥哥们的身上也有神的作为。
And so that's why even in their own lives, God showed his miraculous works.
这也更让约瑟能够很坚定的来赦免这些哥哥们。
And that's why Joseph was all the more convicted in forgiving his brothers.
爱常常不是只有单方面的，人与人之间的爱不是只有单方面的，是双方面的。
So love does not just work one way, often it's mutual.
一个需要得父母亲赦免的儿女，是的，父母亲一定会原谅。
And a son or daughter that needs forgiveness from their parents, the parents will often forgive.
但是做儿女的也应该努力的表现出值得原谅的表现来。
But the sons and daughters should also strive hard to show that they are deserving of that forgiveness.
当我们谈到爱的故事，我们也一定不会忽略的路德记。
And when we talk about love, we usually don't neglect the book of Ruth.
路德因为爱，她不愿意离开她的婆婆。
Because of love, Ruth was determined to tell her mother-in-law that if anything but death separates you and me.
而且路德她还说出了很坚定、很感动人的几句话。
And she even spoke words that were so moving they became famous.
好，我们请看路德记第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Ruth, chapter 1.
拿俄米已经很清楚的告诉路德说，你跟着我是没有所谓的希望、没有前途的。
Naomi clearly already told Ruth that following me has no future for you.
眼前当下我什么都没有了。
Because I have nothing in my hands left to offer you.
我没有丈夫，我没有儿子。
I have no husband and I have no sons.
所以当下我是空手的。
So as you can see, right now I have nothing.
我不可能，很没有可能，我不可能再有孩子。
It's impossible for me to again bear children for you.
纵然我能够有孩子，你也不能够等到我的孩子长大。
And even if I did bear a son miraculously, you could not possibly wait until they grew old enough for them to marry.
所以跟着我是没有依靠，也没有前途的。
So following me has no future for you.
但是路德因为爱，她没有离开这位婆婆。
But because of love, Ruth didn't leave her mother-in-law.
而且是非常的坚定的。
And moreover, it was a very strong conviction.
我们请看路德记第一章。
Let's look at Ruth chapter 1.
第一章十六节。
Verse 16.
路德说：“不要催我回去，不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。你在哪里住宿，我也在那里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。”
But Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave you, or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God."
十七节，你在哪里死，我也在那里死，也葬在那里，除非死能使你我相离，不然愿神重重的降罚于我。
Wherever you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts you and me.
如果我们是拿俄米，我们也一定非常的受最后一句话的这的感动。
If we were Naomi, we would probably also be incredibly moved by what Ruth said, especially at the end.
路德说，除了死，没有办法，不会让我跟你来离开。
Ruth said that apart from death,Nothing can separate you and me.
这么坚定的决定，拿俄米当然不能够再拒绝。
And such a strong conviction, of course, Naomi could no longer reject her.
为什么路德有这样子的爱
？And so why did Ruth have this kind of determined love?
路德是一个摩押女子。
She was a Moabitess.
她本来是不认识神的，也跟神没有关系的。
She was one that did not recognize God before and had nothing to do with God.
现在因为路德的这因为拿俄米的这个家庭，她认识了神。
And now because of Ruth's family, she was able to come into contact with God.
虽然家庭遭遇不幸，但是她还是看到神的永恒，神的美好。
But, and even though their family circumstances were poor and dire, she could still see God's goodness.
她还是渴慕着神。
And she still desired to long after God.
虽然跟着拿俄米什么都不会得到。
And so even though following Naomi had no benefits whatsoever,
只有能够拥有神。
The only thing you could have was God.
但是拥有神这件事情就已经胜过一切。
But having God alone,surpasses everything.
这是一种因为对神的渴慕而有的爱。
And this is the kind of love that you can only have when you thirst and long after God.
这一种爱让路德他能够牺牲自己。
And this allowed Ruth to sacrifice herself.
这种爱让路德能够来很真心的来服侍拿俄米。
And this is how Ruth was able to sincerely serve Naomi.
爱之所以常常那么的美丽不是单方面的，是双方面的。
And the reason love can sometimes be so beautiful is because it's not just one-sided, it's two-sided.
所以我们也看到拿俄米，她是怎样的来为路德来着想，来体贴路德。
And so you could see how then afterward, Naomi often thought so much of Ruth and tried to help her.
所以真的，真正的爱是没有自私的。
And so true love is never selfish.
拿俄米她不是只是来享受路德的爱。
She didn't just think about indulging in Ruth's love and sacrifice.
虽然她已经没有拥有什么。
Even though she already had nothing.
虽然她已经有了年纪，做不了什么。
And even though she was already so old, she could do nothing to help.
但是她很认真的在想。我也能够为路德来做些什么。
But she devoted herself to thinking of how to help Ruth as well.
所以她为路德做了一个最好的安排。
That's why she was able to prepare the best for Ruth.
只要我们肯愿意来爱对方，神一定让我们有办法来爱对方。
And so if we are willing to love the other party, and God will be able to open a way for us.
尤其是因为我们在渴慕神而有的爱。
And this is because it's a love that comes out of longing after God.
拿俄米也因为她渴慕神，所以她知道她要回到犹大地去。
And because Naomi also longed after God, that's why she returned to the the Israel land.
所以我们要拥有真正的爱啊，是离不开信仰，离不开神的。
And so, when we are able to have that kind of love, we will never depart from God.
我们要维持的这么美好的爱，我们。是离不开神的。
And when we are able to keep this kind of love, we will not depart from God.
旧约圣经里头也有一个这个很戏剧化的 的一个故事。
And there is a very interesting story.
啊，一个默默无闻的小女子啊，她成了最大的一个帝国的王后。啊，一个没有名的小女子。
There is a nameless young girl was able to become the queen of an empire.
好，我们请看以斯帖记第四章。
Let's look at the book of Esther, chapter 4.
啊，以斯帖因为爱啊，他说：“我如果死，就死吧。”
Because of love, Queen Esther had the courage to say, "If I perish, I perish."
啊，一般来讲，死并不是这么容易的一件事情。
And generally speaking, to be able to just die isn't that easy.
啊，有谁不爱惜这个生命
？Because who doesn't love their life?
啊，但是因为爱，这个以斯帖他很勇敢的说：“我如果死，就死吧。”
But because of love, she was able to say, "If I perish, then I perish."
我们请看以斯帖记第四章。
Let's look at Esther chapter 4.
啊，十三节。
Verse 13.
莫迪改托人回复以斯帖说：“你莫想在王宫里强过一切犹大人，得免这祸。”
And Mordecai told them to answer Esther, "Do not think in your heart that you will escape in the king's palace any more than all the other Jews."
如果爱是要付出生命的话，大家都会考虑考虑的。
If love requires you to sacrifice your life, then I think every one of us will then consider it a little more.
所以以斯帖也不例外。
And so, of course, Esther is not an exception.
所以她有点想退缩。
So she had her own doubts.
生命舍了，看得见的这个生命舍了，是拿不回来的。
Because once you lose your life, you can never get it back.
十四节。
So verse 14.
此时你若闭口不言，犹大人必从别处得解脱，蒙拯救，你和你户家必至灭亡。焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？
For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise from the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?
十五节，以斯帖就吩咐人回报莫迪改。
Then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai.
十六节，你当去召集苏三城所有的犹大人来。为我禁食三昼三夜，不吃不喝。我和我的宫女也要这样禁食，然后我委力去见王。我若死，就死吧。
Go gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me. Neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will do likewise. And so I will go to the king, which is against the law. And if I perish, I perish.
因为爱啊，这个以斯帖就变得很勇敢。
Because of love, Esther.Gained courage.
为什么他能够有这种愿意牺牲生命的爱？
And so why was she able to have this love that can sacrifice herself?
这个莫迪改提醒了他。
Mordecai reminded her.
这个十四节的下半句话说：“焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？”
Who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time?
爱常常是一种付出。
Love sometimes is one that requires sacrifice.
所以背后啊，一定要有一个原因，一定要有一个很大的力量。
So behind it, there must be a reason or a force.
是什么原因、什么力量来让以斯帖有这样的勇敢
？And so, what force or reason gave her so much courage?
莫迪改给她一个很好的提醒。
Mordecai gave her a very good reminder.
以斯帖她明白了。神给他的托付。
And Esther realized and understood the kind of duty that God had commissioned her with.
今天神都是有目的的在拣选我们。
And so God has his reasons today for choosing us.
他爱我们是没有条件。
And his love for us is unconditional.
但是因为他爱我们，所以他都给我们有一个神圣的目标，神圣的目的。
And because he loves us, he gives us a secret mission or reason.
哦，他要让我们伟大。
He gives us a purpose so that we can become great.
他是荣耀的，他也要让我们是荣耀的。
And because he is glorious, he also hopes that we can be glorious as well.
哦，所以我们每一个人都有一个荣耀神圣的目的，而我们被拣选。
So each of us has a glorious purpose for being chosen.
我们要去明白神对我的托付是什么。
So we have to understand what exactly God called us for.
神一定对我们有所托付。
What is our purpose? Because he must have given us a purpose.
我们请看哥罗西书第一章。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章十六节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 16.
十六节，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上地上的，能看见不能看见的，啊，或是有位的主治的执政的掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him.
哦，我们不但是借着主耶稣而被造，而且是借着主耶稣而被拣选。
We were not only created through Christ, but we were also chosen through Christ.
我们是为了主耶稣而被拣选的。
And for the sake of Christ, we were chosen.
所以我们每一个人，神都给我们有所托付。
And so God has given each of us our own purpose and destiny.
当我们明白了这个托付，我们才能够有这种勇敢的爱。
And when we understand that, we are able to have the courage of love.
当然。周遭的比如说莫迪改也是给以斯帖很大的支持。
And of course, the people around us, such as Mordecai for Esther, also gave them a great encouragement.
我们常常没有办法单独一个而成为伟大。
Because oftentimes we aren't able to become great alone.
我们需要周遭的人，周遭的弟兄姐妹，我们才能够真的成为伟大。
Because we need the support and help of those around us, our brothers and sisters, to become great.
神是荣耀的，所以他也愿意我们是伟大的，是荣耀的。
And because God is great, that's why He is willing that we also become great like Him.
所以如果不明白神的托付，我们就会成为，我们就不容易来彰显出这个爱来。
So if we aren't able to understand God's will and purpose, we won't be able to manifest His love.
这就是为什么在信仰的 道路上面，我们不是只享受着恩典的这样子很平平缓缓的来过日子。
And that's why on our journey of life, we shouldn't just happily just accept all the blessings and just live just accepting the whole time.
是的，我们的生活是很简单、很平缓。
Yes, our lives are peaceful and simple.
但是我们要去明白神给我们的托付是什么。
We also have to understand the mission and duty that God has given to us.
在这种平缓、简单当中来显出那个伟大来。
And in this kind of peaceful simplicity to understand and live out God's mission.
当然新约的人物也不会比旧约的人物差。
And the characters of the New Testament are not inferior to those of the Old Testament.
他们也常常表现出很大的爱。
Because they also often manifested great love.
他们的爱也总是有一个很伟大的原因。
And their love also carried great reasons.
这些原因也可以成为我们的原因。
And those reasons can also be our reasons.
这些动力也可以成为我们的动力。
Their motivations can become our motivations.
我们请看马可福音十四章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 14.
马可福音十四章提到玛利亚因着爱，他用香膏来膏主耶稣。
In Mark chapter 14, it talks about how because of love, Mary broke a flask and poured costly oil onto Jesus.
马可福音十四章第六节。
Mark chapter 14, verse
6. 第六节，耶稣说：“由他吧，为什么为难他呢？他在我身上做的是一件美事。”
verse 6. But Jesus said, let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me.
啊，什么事情最美？
What is the most beautiful thing?
啊，有爱的事情就会是美的。
Anything that has love will be beautiful.
玛利亚，因为她明白主耶稣的爱，啊，所以她也能够将爱表现出来。
And because Mary understood God's love, she was also able to live out love.
啊，我们也都实在看到了、体验到了主耶稣的爱。
And we also experience and live God's love.
哦，但是很多的时候，我们啊，并不能够因为爱主耶稣，而我们有我们应该要有的作为。
But oftentimes, it's not necessary that because we love Christ, we are able to live out the actions of loving Christ.
为什么我们行不出来？
Why are we not able to live that kind of life?
啊，因为我们没有去排除那个阻挡跟困难。
Because we don't really try to get rid of our obstacles.
啊，其实很多时候我们在还没有做一件事情之前，我们就已经知道我们会遭遇的困难跟阻挡。
Because oftentimes before we carry out that action, we already understand what the obstacles are going to be and the difficulties.
啊，当我们不愿意去排除这些困难的时候，我们就表现不出来我们的爱。
And when we aren't willing to face or to get rid of them, then we don't live out that love.
哦，明白基督的爱并不困难。
Because understanding the love of Christ is not difficult.
哦，困难的是我们愿不愿意去排除困难，这个摆在眼前的困难。
That's not the difficulty. Rather, the difficulty is whether we're willing to get rid of the obstacles and difficulties in our way.
哦，玛利亚她知道她做这件事情周遭的人会有什么反应？
Mary knew what kind of reaction the people around her would have when she did this.
应该不只有玛利亚，她感受到主耶稣的爱。
And I'm sure that not only Mary felt the love of Christ at this time.
哦，应该有很多的人，他们也很想抓住机会来爱主耶稣。
There are probably many others who also wish to grasp on the opportunity to show their love and devotion to Christ.
那为什么只有玛利亚做出来？
But why did only Mary carry out the action?
啊，她愿意来承担所要受的苦，她愿意来排除困难。
She was willing to bear the difficulties that it would bear.
啊，我们请看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
这香膏可以卖30多两银子，周济穷人。他们就向那里人生气。
For it could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor, and they criticized her sharply.
啊，真的，要做一件美事，是会有困难，会有阻挡的。
Really, to do something beautiful will have its difficulties and obstacles.
啊，爱的行动就会是美的事情。
And the act of love will be a beautiful thing.
哦，虽然爱是这么的美好，但不等于它不会有困难。
And though even though love is so beautiful, but it doesn't mean it won't have its difficulties.
啊，在新约圣经里头，我们也必须要提到主耶稣的爱。
And so also in the New Testament, we also must live and feel God's love, Christ's love.
啊，因为主耶稣的爱，所以他愿意在哥哥他山上。受死在十字架上。
And because of his love, Christ was able to carry the cross to Golgotha.
啊，这是一种超越了意志的爱。
This is the love that surpasses our understanding.
哦，这是一种顺服神旨意的爱。
And a love that is obedient and submissive.
哦，这也是一个最大的爱。
And it was the greatest love.
好，我们请看马太福音26章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音26章39节。
Matthew chapter 26 verse 39.
耶稣就稍往前走，俯伏在地，祷告说：“我父，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我；然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。”
So he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will."
啊，从带着血肉之体的这一个层面。因为主耶稣的意志里头，他希望不要去尝这一个苦杯。
From the perspective of having a body of flesh and blood, he did not wish to have this cup.
啊， 那因为爱，这个爱让他超越了自己的意志。
But his love enabled him to surpass and supersede this will.
因为顺服让他超越了这个他自己的意志。
And because the submission was able to allow him to overcome it.
所以爱是这么的美。
And that's why love is so beautiful.
但是并不是没有困难，没有阻挡。
But it doesn't mean that it comes without its own difficulties and obstacles.
那能够去超越，能够去胜过这个阻挡的，就是顺服。
So when you are able to overcome those difficulties, that is submission.
我们求主帮助我们的这种顺服。
And so let's ask God to help us with this obedience.
这些古圣徒。他们都做了很伟大的事情。
These biblical characters all did amazing things.
我们其实跟他们是一样的。
And actually, we're the same as them.
到底我们可以做什么事情？
And so, what can we do?
我们要先被神的爱来充满。
First, we have to be motivated and filled with the love of God.
那被爱来充满是有它的背后的原因跟力量的。
And that must have its own motivation and strength.
愿主耶稣感动我们，帮助我们。
And so may God strengthen us and help us.
让我们在生活当中常常被那个爱的原因来充满我们。
And so that we can have the reason behind love.
让我们能够去看到，去认识那个动力，那个原因。
So that we can see that motivation and that purpose and reason.
让我们生活里头充满着爱。
So that our life can be filled with love.
我们一起唱诗343首。
And let's all sing hymn 343.
小组中学是否顺他是
在哥林多前书十三章说，最大的就是爱。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, God said that the greatest is love.
因为爱啊，我们才能够有所作为。
And because of love, we can have actions.
做一个基督徒，除了享受神的恩典之外，我们也实在应该要有所作为。
And as Christians, besides just enjoying God's blessings, we should also have actions.
因为爱啊，我们能够有所作为。
Because of love, we should live out love.
那问题在我们有没有这个爱的原因呢？
And the problem probably lies in whether we have a reason for our love.
我们应该是有很多实行爱的原因。
We have many reasons to love.
这些古圣徒他们有，我们应该也有。
And the characters in the Bible had reasons, and so should we.
求主耶稣启发我们。让我们能够去看见。
So may God enlighten us to see and understand our reasons.
我们来做结束的祷告。
Let's now have our concluding prayer.
那我们在代祷的事项跟名单当中，我们再加上一个为 Greg 弟兄他这个胃动手术，我们为他代祷。
And so in addition to the list of prayer requests, let's also remember Brother Greg who is about to have his surgery.
已经动了手术了。
Oh, sorry. He has already had his operation.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.